watch out, party people. Oh, it's fucking crowded in here. Yes. Oh, what do you want, says? All right, I'm going to try milking now.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO advert.
Shut up,
gun.
Listeners, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and only radio station. You are listening to Even the Birds. I'm your host, DJ T Macaroon, and we have...
I'm Jamie.
No. Okay, so the other DJ I host with isn't here. Jamie's here today. Okay, cool. Well, we have Jamie. and I have some songs that I've thrown together to form a playlist of some songs. I don't know. They're good songs. I just haven't listened to them in a while. I didn't have enough time to prep today, unfortunately. So I'm going to stop talking and get started with a song called Boom Bap.
Tight.
Cool. And here we go.
Mama. guy looks pissed. The wind talks back. My bones are shifting in my skin. And you, my love, are gone. My room feels wrong. The bed won't fit. I cannot seem to operate. So glide away and so be heels and promise not to promise anymore. And if you come around again, then I will take, then I will take the chain from off the door. I'll never say that I'll never love, all that I the chain from off the door.
Hey, listeners, you just heard Airbag by Radiohead. Before that, we had The Chain by Ingrid Michaelson. And as I mentioned before, we played Boom Bap before that by Woo Park. And I believe we have some, not snake facts, but some croc facts today.
Yes, indeed, because I had to return my snake book to the library.
Oh,
but
no.
We did go to the Museum of Science, which has a crocodilian exhibit right now. I would recommend it. Basically, the crocodilian order includes both crocodiles and alligators. But the crocodiles and alligators are separate families. They're very ancient species. They've been around for about 240 million years. And there's some, along with birds, of the direct descendants from dinosaurs. It's pretty cool, and not too hard to believe once you look at them. So some basics. Let's get to the down and dirty basics of the difference between crocodile and alligator. That's a common question that comes up. So, the quick and dirty of that, the alligators will have a U-shaped snout, so a rounded end. Crocodiles will tend to have a V-shape, or a pointed, tapered end. And in that toothy smile of theirs, crocodiles will be a bit more toothier. They have teeth both pointing up and down, sticking out of their mouth, whereas alligators have a bit of an overbite. And lastly, habitat-wise, crocodiles tend to be saltwater-dwelling, while alligators are freshwater.
Oh. My computer froze. I couldn't get this on any sooner.
So you'll be more likely to find a croc out in briny waters, an alligator in some nice fresh water. And I know I said lastly, but I lied. There's one other thing. They have these kind of pinholes in their skin, called integumentary sensory organs, and they are basically pressure receptors that help them
sense that was not a clean loop, sorry.
sense the environment around them. And both crocs and alligators have this, but crocs strangely have it on their legs as well as their snout, which is where you'd expect to find them in order for them to see and hunt. A theory for this is that these sensors can also help detect things like salinity or temperature, as well as pressure in the surrounding environment, which is important for a saltwater-dwelling creature. Oh, and yes, one more difference is that one you will see later and another you will see in a while. I'll leave that up to the listeners to figure out which is which.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You learned so much here. Very, very cool. Thank you, Jamie, who is not a DJ today. Are we really going to do this computer? Okay.
I DJ out snake facts, so when I don't got the snake facts, I relinquish my DJ title.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay. Well, let's get back to the music. Let me make sure this works very quickly, that when I hit the play button, the little cursor moves and it does. Okay, so here we have a song. The artist is Radio Depot, and you'll probably be able to figure out the name of it by listening to the song. Enjoy.
As youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
it to you, babe, but I'm not drowning. There's no one here to save. Who cares if you disagree? You and not me. Who made you king of anything? So you dare tell me who to be? Who died and made you king of anything?
Hey, hey, hey! You just heard King of Anything by Sarah Bareilles. Before that, we had Girlfriend by Phoenix, and then Heaven's on Fire by The Radio Dept. Not Depot. Dept, like department, I suppose. Yes. And Jamie, do you want to read a PSA for the listeners? Or would you like to do a...
PSA.
Jeremy has the PSA, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen up.
All right, so we're getting close to being just a month away from voting in Massachusetts, and so I hope all you Massachusetts residents have registered to vote. Even if you missed out on the census, which I kind of did, you can still show up at your... ballot, what do they call it? Anyway, and yeah, and fill out a few extra information so you can still have your voice be heard. The most important, at least in my books, thing coming up is a question 3 on the ballot is voting whether or not to strike down an amendment which guarantees rights for people of all gender identities in public spaces. It's quite appalling that it made it onto the ballot, mm-hmm. but although this may seem like a no-brainer to people, we only have a slim majority by early polls saying that yes, they do want to keep this protection against discrimination. So it's really important that people show up on voting day, again, November 6th, and vote yes on question 3, in order to guarantee equal rights for people of all gender identities. And if you would like to learn more, there is an organization called Freedom Massachusetts that is working to educate the public on the issue, and they could really use the support. Usually the general pattern for the opposition for anti-discrimination laws, or at least striking down anti-discrimination laws, their style is to swoop in like a few weeks before the election is held and distribute mass propaganda. So, and they get a lot of funds from organizations all over the country. So if we can fire up a lot of local support for Freedom Massachusetts and make sure that everyone is educated on the issue, then we should be able to pull through on this, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So November 6th, go vote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. This has been PSA, an important one.
Mm-hmm.
Vote yes on 3 for equality, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready for something a little more exciting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes on crocodiles.
I lost my music, so I'm going to get that back up as we talk about them crocodilians.
All right. So we all got very excited learning the differences between the crocodile and the alligator. And here on this version of Snake Facts, we like to do things like dispel snakes' unearned reputation as being evil or being malicious, and like generally help out their PR a bit. Crocs and alligators, however, I'd say it's quite reasonable to be afraid of them. Don't be antagonistic towards them. Generally, like any other animal, leave them alone and they'll leave you alone. However, they are quite dangerous to go near. So question would be, if you find yourself in a situation with an alligator or a crocodile, a close encounter, what would you do? So first step, this may not be what you want to hear, but the most important step is don't go near crocodile or alligator infested areas, especially at night. Try not to go near the water. Try not to go by yourself in an area. In local areas where there's endemic population of crocodiles or alligators, they'll often mark out spaces that are crocodile safe or alligator safe. So try to restrict your water recreational activities to those areas, and otherwise be very cautious around the water. If you do get attacked by a crocodile, well, let's start out. If a crocodile is eyeing you, or an alligator is giving you the eye, kind of moseying on over, start out by backing away slowly. Don't engage the prey chase response. And now, if the crocodile and or alligator is really going for it, well, I guess there's good news and bad news. Good news, it's very simple and it's easy to remember. Bad news, there's not really any clever little tricks. It's basically run as fast as you possibly can. And if you get caught, fight like hell and, oh, like heck, excuse me. there's a story going around that you're supposed to run in the zigzag because I can't really follow you that well. No, run in a straight line. Just like get away as quickly as you can. If they grab you, their snouts, like I mentioned before in the earlier segments, have these integumentary sensory organs on them, which makes them a bit more sensitive than the rest of their bodies, parts of their body, as well as their eyes. So if you can, go for those. But again, like, you're really just trying to do whatever you can. If you need to, sacrificing a limb over your life is sometimes needed. If they start doing death rolls, good luck. apparently, there was a battle in World War II called the Battle of Ramry Island, where Allies were trying to regain some territory from the Japanese. And there is an account by a particular soldier who was there, who says that the Japanese force who tried to kind of camp out in the mangrove swamps, suffered, if what he's saying is true, probably the worst crocodile attack of history. Now, his account seems to be quite exaggerated and does not backed up by other accounts. He claims that of 500 men in that swamp, 20 walked out, which is quite devastating. But yeah, don't mess with them if you can avoid it. Really, precautionary measures are the best. And again, we don't say this in order to spur up fear and hatred of these animals. They're really neat animals. They're really cool. We can learn a lot from them. Just don't go messing with them, because they're quite strong. Oh, one other tip. The reason that you need to be a bit more cautious with them than what I'd use for most snakes is that they can be quite territorial, and that's where people run into problems. Especially June and July is breeding season for alligators, so if you run into a female who's guarding her nest, again, get out of there as soon as you can. The longer you are in a territory, the longer the crocodilian will chase after you to make sure you stay out. They run about 11 miles per hour on land, so good luck. And yeah, so like I said, pretty simple. Above all, stay away from them, but if you have to, fight, but primarily book it.
How about climb a tree?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've heard that one. I would focus more on getting away, but if you are an extremely agile tree climber, an extremely rapid one, and there is a good tree in the vicinity, I don't believe they are particularly arboreal. But
crocs in trees.
Oh boy.
That would be a little terrifying. Mm-hmm. Now back to the regularly scheduled programming of music to play.
Are you stalling to get your music queued up?
I don't know what that was. Okay. I have it ready. Everything felt like it should be slower in that moment. So here we go. Back to some music with a song called You Get. But if you're looking for it, it is Y-O-U Get. You get what you give. Here we go. That was my laptop dying. That's really, really rude. It told me I had 13 minutes left, which is obviously not true. So I'm going to finish that song when I get it pulled up on my phone, which will be in a moment. I greatly apologize. I was not expecting this to happen. Oh, come on, boy. Work with me. In other news, have you folks heard of Team Q? If you're on the Tufts campus, we are a group of people.
Peer mentors.
I was going to say that. I didn't know if there was anything else I should say, though. Okay, why is this not loading? Yeah, who, like, mentor people and who can direct those on campus to resources they might need related to gender, sexuality, race, whatever it might be. So, for those already on campus, you should check us out Wednesday. We have an open house from 3 to 5. And I'll say this again. Actually, I can't say it again because there's going to be no way to contact the incoming freshmen until orientation day or matriculation day. So for all you listening right now, check out the open house at the LGBT Center. And even if you aren't a freshman, just like, come say hi. We're trying to make a really inclusive, cool community this year in the center. And it's worth checking out. Now we're going to finish this song. Should I resume at the same point we were at or just put on something else? I feel bad. We're gonna go for a different song, I think. So here we go. Almost. Okay, everything's ready, so enjoy a different song. Wahoo! Okay, don't enjoy that song. Sorry, I did have it up, and then I realized I did something incorrectly, so let's try this again. Enjoy this song. I'm so sorry for these technical difficulties, guys. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I try my best, I swear. Sometimes technology just likes to be mean to me. So without further ado, here's the song.
You want me to be one, yeah.
Okay, so you just heard The Game of Love by Santana featuring Michelle Branch. Before that was, unfortunately, was interrupted. We had You Get What You Give by the New Radicals. And I think, yeah, those were the only two songs we played during that group, I believe. And unfortunately, this is the